1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh. Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Mount Lebanon High School in the WPIL 6A Girls Basketball Semifinals. Tonight, here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS, it's number one, Canada McMillan, and number five, Seneca Valley, with a spot in Saturday's championship game on the line. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Welcome into the Visit Green County pregame show. Tom Drakeley is beside me with Eric Bennett, our floor director, Cam Pritz and Grady Peterson on camera, Bill Chapo producing in our downtown Washington studios. Big Macs come in winners of eight straight since losing to 5A Baldwin. The Raiders have won 10 of 11, the only loss being the Section 1 finale to Pine Richland, a loss avenged in Friday's WPIL quarterfinals. Tonight's winner heads to the championship game on Saturday against the winner of the other semifinal, Norwin and Upper St. Clair, that game at Keystone Oaks. And both winners tonight clinch spots in the PIAA playoffs that begin next Friday. The losers, on the other hand, will meet on Thursday to decide the final District 7 qualifier spot. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington, moving forward together. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. We'll have more on the Visit Green County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Green County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Green County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Welcome back to Mount Lebanon. Pre-game show brought to you by Visit Green County with something for everyone. Canada McMillan, the one seed, had a first-round bye, then beat Mount Lebanon 37-24, a game the Big Macs did not play particularly well, but won the game by 13. Number five, Seneca Valley, split the regular season series with Pine Richland, including losing on the final night of section play, then avenged that in the opening round of the playoffs, 31-29 for Seneca Valley. That's their first playoff win since 2006. They had lost 11 straight playoff games prior to that. Other side of the bracket, number two, Norwin, a 57-42 winner over Hempfield. Number three, Upper St. Clair, beat North Allegheny 41-33. Norwin and Upper St. Clair meet tonight at 7 at Keystone Oaks. Winners play Saturday late afternoon, 5 o'clock at the Peterson Event Center for the WPIL Championship. Both winners clinch those playoff berths, and the losers will meet Thursday for third place and the final PIAA berth. Other action involving Washington and Greene County teams, another semifinal, Chartiers-Houston girls. They have the 3-2 matchup. Chartiers-Houston Bucks are number three, taking on number two Winchester Thurston. That game across the hall in our Washington studios and on WJPA AM. That is audio only, also available online. Canamax won 8 in a row after a 5-4 funk in the middle of the season. Started with 6 wins, finished, hopefully, they hope they're not finished, but 8 in a row right now. 5-4 there in the middle. Seneca Valley, meanwhile, 5-5 start to the year. They were at 500 and have won 10 of 11 since. The only loss, the Pine Richland loss, to end the regular season. Share the section championship, their second straight section title, and just the fourth overall. Last year was their first section title since 1977. Come back to Mount Lebanon, take a little deeper look at the starters and those kind of things, and get my partner Tom Drakely on board with us when we come back on the Visit Greene County pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
I look over game by games, Tom. I see three common opponents: North Hills, North Allegheny, Upper St. Clair. Cana McMillan swept Upper St. Clair. Seneca Valley lost to the eventual number three seed. Cana McMillan lost to North Hills. Seneca Valley swept North Hills. And both teams won their games, Canamac once and Seneca Valley twice, against North Allegheny. Pretty even.
Yeah, I think you got to throw that picture out, and I think what you must concentrate on tonight, if you're Cana McMillan, it's very important for them to be a little more efficient offensively. And what I mean by that is when you have those easy scoring opportunities, breakaway layups, putbacks, you've got to convert. The last game, they did not do that, and I attribute a lot of that to the layoff that they had. This Seneca Valley team has some quality players, and I talked to John Fontana, and he said they're good, and I agree. I've watched them play. They have some players that will get up and down the floor. It's going to be really important for Ken McMillan to block out, limit them to one shot, and keep them out of the middle. If you can do those things and you can do a little better job on the offensive end, I think they can win this game.
Natalie Hambly, one of those outstanding players, averages 13 points a game, but she is Seneca Valley's all-time girls scoring leader with 1,100-plus points.
She's very good. Quality basketball player, along with Reese McFadden, who averages 15 a game.
Starting lineups and tip-off when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network. Visit Green County Pregame Show.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
And our thanks to the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, and just announced their upcoming induction class, and was thrilled to see that the 1998 Pony League World Series team from Washington is going to be recognized as the team of yesteryear, and a lot of great folks on the induction list for the banquet coming up this June. Starters being introduced, let's take a look ourselves. First of all, for the visitors, the 5-seed Seneca Valley Raiders, 14-6 under Dorothea Epps in her 7th year as head coach. As Tom said, averaging 15 a game, Reese McFadden, a 6-foot sophomore. 5'9 senior Michaela Canty, 5'7 junior Ella Omasis, a 4-point average. Natalie Hambly, the school's all-time girls scoring leader, 6-foot senior. And a 5'11 senior, Brooke DeFord. For the Big Macs, starting a 5'10 senior, Madison Clare, averaging 13 points a game. 6 points a game for 5'5 senior, Sam Miller. 5'7 senior, Lauren Barella, starting tonight, averaging 9 points and 5 assists. And so you do the math, you get an assist, that's 2 points per at least, maybe 3. So, you know, there's another 10 points that she leads directly to. Faye Saunders, 5'10 junior, averaging 9 points and 8 boards every time out. And a 5'11 sophomore, Brooke Stanton, averaging 7 points a game. Decidedly Big Mac crowd here at Mount Lebanon. It's a little closer for the Big Macs to get here than it is for Seneca Valley, but decidedly Big Mac crowd, and we are our broadcast set up here for WJPA Sports Network, and NFHS is on this Big Mac side.
Well, the other thing, Bob, I was thinking of that they've got to do a little better job of tonight is taking care of the basketball. Coach Fontana said, imperative that we limit unforced turnovers. We cannot just give the ball back to them. And you're going to see number 24, and that is Natalie Hambly. You're going to see her handle the ball a lot tonight, too, and she is very good at going to the basket. Keeping them off guard, out of the paint, will be important tonight.
Veteran officiating crew Leslie Whalen is our referee, working with Greg Engel and Felicia Young.
Big Macs were here in this exact position last year in the playoffs, so this is nothing new to them. They're an experienced team.
And as I mentioned, Seneca Valley's first-round win against Pine Richland, their first since 2006, so 20 years.
Use that to your advantage. The Big Macs have a crowd advantage. They have the experience advantage. They just have to execute.
They were on this floor in this round and lost
Correct.
In last year's semis. Opening tip smacked around, and the Big Macs are going to end up with it. And we are underway. Ball comes right wing to Sam Miller. Man-to-man defense. Cutter going through. It's Stanton. Kick it out. Work it around. Miller left side to Saunders. Drive is cut off. A little fumble there, but controls. Madison Clare with the ball now. Jump pass. A little off the mark, but Barella able to save that. She's at the lane. Finds a cutter down the lane for two. Bucket for Brooke Stanton.
Yeah, beautiful bounce pass that time. But the thing, they got into the lane. And when you can get in the lane, good things can happen.
On the right side for a little dump down low, give and go, step through, shot blocked. That won't go, and a rebound after the block controlled by Stanton. Barella drives the floor, takes it to the hoop. She is fouled, shot won't go, but free throws are coming. Reese McFadden, I believe, tagged with a foul. It will be the first. Seneca Valley wearing the black uniforms with the Columbia blue numbers and lettering. Free throw for Barella off the mark. Second shot in and out. And a rebound cleared by DeFord. Backing away from the pressure is Hambly. Backs out to the volleyball 10-foot line. Help presents Omasits. And now near side, it's McFadden.
Seneca will shoot the three, and they love to drive it to the lane. So they have to do a very solid job in help and rotation.
Hambly kicks it back out after that drive. Michaela Canty shot off the mark from three. The Big Macs rebound. 90 seconds gone, excuse me. Cannon McMillan leading 2-0.
I don't expect a high scoring game necessarily, Bob. I really don't. It's a possession game.
Cutter wide open underneath, and a bunny missed inside by Madison Clare.
Yeah, she rushed it. She didn't need to rush it. She could have taken her time and been in great shape.
Raiders in front court. 6 minutes to play in our opening quarter. Canty goes through. McFadden brings the ball this way, eventually to Hambly. Up top to Canty.
You can see, Bob, they're always looking for that three-point shot, and if they're not guarded, they're going to let it fly.
Canty finds a cutter. They get the ball to McFadden, driven deep, cut off, looks for a cutter into the lane. That's cut off. Get the ball out to Hambly. All over her is Sam Miller. Cross-court pass. Back to McFadden. Three ball, good.
Yeah, she is a tough matchup because she can shoot that three. But she was contested on that. You just got to give that one to her.
3-2 Seneca Valley. 1-point lead. 5-10 to play in our opening quarter. Ball goes to the top of the key to Saunders. Cutting through. Shot off the window and in for Brooke Saunders. She has all four Cannon McMillan points.
Yeah, an excellent little screen up top. She curled down in the lane. Great pass, good finish.
Reese McFadden. Gonna give that ball off and get it back. Cutter goes through. That's Hambly. DeFord looks inside. Nobody home. Canty dribble drive off the window. Too strong. Rebound off the leg of Saunders and controlled by the Raiders. Pass out from behind the backboard. Blocked by Saunders. Controlled by the Big Macs. Barella kick it back out to the wing. Lob pass around. It's Miller. And now Saunders on the dribble to the free throw line. Three ball in flight. Clare off the front of the rim and it drops home.
Soft touch. That's the shooter's touch, Bob. Hit the front, hit the back, fell in nicely.
And West Virginia Wesleyan is Madison Clare. Picks up her first points of the game.
I
7-3
like her.
Early on, Cannon McMillan. Hambly to the baseline. To Omasits, her pass intended for McFadden is picked off. Up the floor comes Barella. Got an opening, took it, and then cut it back out. Sam Miller, three ball, too strong, carried over the rim and hit the window. Lands right in the hands of Michaela Canty. Near side, Hambly, spinorama, Canty for three. Good, nothing but net.
Wow, 2 for 2 from long distance for Seneca Valley in the offensive end.
7-6, Canamac leading Seneca Valley, 3:20 to play in our opening quarter. Barella dribbles to the right wing, keeps it alive. Give it off to Miller, into the paint, back out to Saunders. Saunders penetrates with the left hand, up off the window, can't get it to go. Rebound tip by Stanton, free ball. Claire off the window, won't go. Rebound put back high off the glass is good. Bucket there by Sam Miller on the weak side.
Yeah, and that's good for Sam Miller's confidence. She hasn't shot it very well lately. That should get her started.
9-6, Cannon Mack in the lead. McFadden to Canty after picking up her dribble. We'll get it back now and bring it near side. Hambly. Entry pass is denied, but a foul going to be called on Barella with a push.
Yeah, she definitely reached in over the back, on not over the back, but reached in and pushed her. Easy call for the official there.
One foul on each team. Baseline throw in for Seneca Valley. Side of the lane, it'll be Reese McFadden to Kia. Look for somebody to break open. That will be Canty. And across to Hambly. Hambly starts, dribble toward the corner, picks it up. Three ball in flight off the back of the rim. McFadden positioned on that rebound to track it down. Almost sits it now out to Canty. One more time into the hands of Natalie Hambly. Bring it near side. Hambly cuts through. Wanted the ball, but too well covered. And McFadden resets this offense. 2 minutes to play, first quarter. 9-6, Cannon McMillan. McFadden take it far side to DeFord. Looks inside, and a pass thrown away.
Great defense by fronting the post that time. Good steal for the Big Macs.
Well, Sam Miller looked at a 22-footer, and I thought she was going to load it up. Travel. Claire guilty. The feet going before the dribble starts.
Yeah, we see that call made so often. I like the defense so far by both teams, actually. They're playing pretty stout. You're going to have to earn every basket you get tonight.
Taylor Dixon, a 5'6 junior, checks in for Omasitz. 90 seconds to play in the quarter, and Dixon with the ball. Put it on the deck, drive it down the lane, forced wide. Feeds to Canty in the corner, around the perimeter. Eventually to McFadden, lob inside, player gets open, shot off glass is good. It's Brooke DeFord. 9-8, Big Mac's lead trimmed to 1 again. Miller goes left side to Claire. Barella has helped to her left, but brings it back to the midcourt. Saunders, top of the key. On out into the right corner. Cutter, Saunders, kick it back out. Miller, three ball high off the iron, once, twice. Won't go, and a rebound cleared by Canty for Seneca Valley. Raiders' chance to go back in front. Dribble drive by Hambly, kept it going down the lane, and a foul called. This one's going to be on Sam Miller, her first, team second. Two free throws coming for the Raiders. 35 seconds to play, opening quarter. 9-8. Big Macs, we're back on the WJPA Sports Network.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Natalie Hambly won the tie, 2 to take the lead. Says, I'll take the lead. 30 seconds to play, first quarter. 10-9 Seneca Valley. Canamac ball on the wing. Up top, Saunders. On into the corner, pass was tipped. Barella ends up with it. She is fouled and will shoot a couple to try to get the lead back. 17 seconds to play. This foul called on Taylor Dixon here in the opening quarter. 2 on each team. back on the WJPA Sports Network.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
One to tie. That's all Barella gets. Missed her first three free throws, hit the fourth one, and we're tied at 10. Just seconds remain. Ball into the paint, right out front of the bucket. Reese McFadden with the deuce that's going to end the first quarter. Barella with a long launch and was wide left and well short. 12-10. Seneca Valley in front. Second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to Big10Plus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Seneca Valley with a 12-10 lead and the basketball. Big Macs now at 3 minutes since their last field goal, just 1 point of that last 2:54 in the opening quarter. Canty takes a cross-court pass from McFadden, who hit that jumper about 10 feet out that ended the scoring in the first half. Canty throws to the corner, and Dixon had vacated and was cutting underneath.
Yeah, that was just a little mismatch of what one went into the paint. She threw it outside. 1-for-4 from the foul line for the Big Macs right now, the difference in the game. Seneca Valley 2-for-2, Bob. A little half-court pressure. Seneca will do this from time to time. So you have to be prepared.
And we're going to get a foul at the midcourt. Madison Clare had the ball and was hit by Michaela Canty, her first foul of the second quarter. Felicia Young, the referee, making the call there.
Yeah, and a good call because she got whacked across the arm.
Now Dixon out to guard Miller, who deals to Barella. Man-to-man defense, switching off. Barella on the dribble, get it to Saunders, got an opening, took it down the lane, missed the lay-in with the left hand. Yeah, rebound, good, Dixon.
Good drive too, Bob. Opportunity.
McFadden cut off, ball comes back out, three ball off the back of the rim. Saunders rebounds the miss by Hambly.
They are not shy about taking that perimeter shot, Bob. They'll fire it up if you're not on them.
Clare, side of the lane, kick it across. Saunders in the circle, wide of the mark. Barella to the floor. She gets tied up. Possession arrow belongs to Kanna McMillan.
She went sliding along the floor.
Well, she got tripped up or tripped herself, whatever it was, and ended up right on top of the basketball. Baseline throw in. Lob up top goes to Miller. Finds a cutter. It's Saunders again. Kick it out for a three. Barella hits it.
Boy, they needed that. They really needed to make a perimeter shot, Bob. That was a big one.
13-12 Big Macs. Second tray. Each team has two for the game's first 10 minutes. Hambly on the dribble. Can't get by Stanton. Give it off to McFadden. And now to Dixon. Run along the three-point line, finds a cutter. Two bounce pass to Canty, and trying to save it, She steps on the baseline as soon as she grabs the ball. Still inbounds, still in the air.
Yeah, she was standing out of bounds when she touched the ball.
She had already stepped out of bounds. And that pressure coming right at the midcourt stripe. Big Max pass across that into the corner. Stanton and eventually out to Claire. Looked at a three. Nice ball fake. Missed the shot. And Dixon again at 5'6", tracks down another rebound.
Yeah, she went right after it and got it.
Canty fumbles a pass. That actually hit her right in the side of the head. Dribble drive. Shot blocked. Boy, and Stanton saying, whoa. But foul called. Free throws coming for Reese McFadden.
Well, she called body foul.
5:42 to play opening half. 13-12 Canamac back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Two free throw makes, though Reese McFadden's second shot needed all doors. That one spun all the way around and dropped home, and the Big Macs quickly up the floor, but guilty of a travel. Unchallenged.
Unforced turnovers.
5.5 minutes to play. First half, 14-13. Seneca Valley with the lead. Five lead changes here in the early going. Hambly drives. Her shot off the window won't go. Rebound tipped out to the wing right to Miller. And Barella will bring it up the floor for Canna McMillan. On out to the corner. Drive by Claire. Her shot won't go, but she's fouled. And we'll get a couple as well. 5:06 to play first half, 14-13 Seneca Valley, back on the WJPA Sports Network.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Foul on Taylor Dixon. Madison Clare drains a couple of free throws. Kenna Mack in front, 15-14. Raiders out on the perimeter and they make their living out there, certainly. Not afraid. Two three balls have found their way home so far. Dixon comes out. McFadden on the dribble at the volleyball 10-foot line. Screen set by DeFord. Give and go. DeFord shot partially blocked. Out of bounds. Last touched by Cannon McMillan's Lauren Barella.
Yeah, nice job by Cannon McMillan to close down the lane and not give her an easy look.
4:36 to play in the half. McFadden gets the inbound. I think she wanted to hand off to Canty, but that was too well covered. McFadden makes her way down in, missed the shot, sent it over the net rim altogether, and tracked down by Faye Saunders. Big Mac's Izzy Babitsky, who checked in on the last stoppage. Ball in the corner, get it inside. Stanton steps through, lays it on the iron, and scores.
Boy, what a nice step through by Brooke Stanton that time, Bob. Excellent footwork.
3-point Canna McMillan lead, 17-14. 4 minutes to play, second quarter. Canty between the circles in the front side, directing traffic to go through. Canty brings Dixon up onto the wing, gets her the ball, and now McFadden takes it. Looking lob inside, can't go there, too well covered. Canty will reset it, and again give it off to McFadden. McFadden at the top of the key. Gets a screen, three ball won't go. It almost wedged, and the ball knocked loose. And I think last touch by the Big Macs, and that's going to be the ruling from Felicia Young. Pretty sure that ball went off Madison Clare last.
Oh, it did. Coach Fontana was doing his best to try to influence with the point the other direction, but officials right on top of it. Good call.
3.5 to play, first half, inbound to Natalie Hambly. Drive, pulls up, 15-footer, too strong. Rebound comes up the lane. Ball knocked loose. All kind of contact. We're going to end up with a held ball. Possession arrow belongs to Seneca Valley.
Yeah, good hustle both teams that time. And a Cannon McMillan player, and I'm not quite sure who the last one was, but well, she just dove right to the floor, sacrificed her body.
All kind of pinball action going on before the inbound throw. McFadden to the side of the lane. Dribble attempt by DeFord and put it on somebody's foot. And Canamac comes out with it. To the top of the key. Far side. Three ball in flight. Way too strong. Rebound Canty halfway up the lane. Canty. Oh, I thought she was going to stop and pop right there at the top.
Yeah, I thought she was too.
Ball comes near side to Hambly. Wants help out on the wing. Hambly draws that out. The screen from McFadden. Picks up her dribble, though. Feed it off.
They're very patient in a half-court offense, Bob.
Timeout, Seneca Valley. 2:39 to play. First half, Cannon McMillan 17, Seneca Valley 14. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Talked early in the second quarter about a three-minute drought for the Big Macs from the floor, at least did have the one foul shot make, but now a three-minute drought for Seneca Valley.
Both of these teams are excellent defenders, Bob. They're not going to force things, and unless you create a turnover, you're going to have to play solidly on the defensive end in half court.
Erica Rabovich to key the inbound play. Referee Greg Engel clearing traffic behind her. Front side inbound. And right to the other side goes Hambly on the bounce to Canty. Looks inside. McFadden too well covered. Now lob to McFadden. Ball tipped away but saved there by Rabovich. Back to the far side. It's Hambly. Crossover trying to get rid of Stanton. Can't do that. Ball eventually out to Michaela Canty. And now near side. Hambly launches. 25-footer hits it.
Wow. My goodness, that was deep.
Tie game at 17-all as we approach 2 minutes to play in the half. Dribble through traffic and a double dribble call. Big Max turn it over.
Bob, I think if you're Cannon McMillan and she's going to be content to shoot that far out, you kind of got to let it go. Just get a hand up and block out because that is NBA range out there.
Raiders with the ball. 2 minutes to play. First half, 17-all the count. Fifth tie here in the first half. Rabovich, far side McFadden, started to launch, load up a three-pointer, but spun around, cut off by Stanton. Drive is good.
Boy, that was a tough shot. I don't know how she made it.
McFadden puts Seneca Valley back in front. 19-17, the Big Macs turn it over. Bounce pass to the wing, intended for Claire from Barella, went to the bench. Big Macs going to get Sam Miller back in the game, and Izzy Babitsky goes out. Just under 90 seconds remaining in our first half. First game of two semifinals here. The other 5A boys, Thomas Jefferson and Hampton. Raiders with the ball and a two-point lead. McFadden takes the feed. Hambly goes around, comes clear out to the near wing and takes that diagonal cross-court pass. Hambly to the corner to Canty, then sets a tough screen. Canty reverse, tried to step through, kick it around to the far side. Three ball won't go. Rebound tipped toward the corner. Fighting for it is Stanton, and she'll get the rebound. Just under a minute to play in the half. Big Macs have numbers. Barella kicks to Claire to the top. Stanton, far side, dribble drive off the window and in for Sam Miller. tie game at 19.
Nice recognition by Miller, but more impressively was the ball movement that time by the Big Mac. Side to side for the layup.
3.5 minute Kenna Mac drought comes to an end with that deuce. Game tied at 19. Raiders look like they'll wait for the final shot. And now a double team comes out against McFadden. Her pass is high. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for it. Falling to the floor. Boy, the Big Mac should have got a travel call there. Though they're going to say the possession was gained by Hambley after she was on the floor. Okay. I can get there.
Yeah, I'm
but
not
a possession
sure.
Arrow throw in for Kenna Mack.
Yeah, because when she went to the floor, I thought she lost control of the ball.
She was losing it, or had lost it, and ended up on the floor and then got control there, but got tied up. So the Macks have it on the possession arrow. 10 seconds to play in the half. Barella spins away from McFadden. Took it down. Nice feed across to Saunders for the lay-in. Her first points of the game. Kenna Mack 21. Seneca Valley 19 as the buzzer sounds. 2-point Canna McMillan lead in this back-and-forth battle. Canna McMillan 21, Seneca Valley 19. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Welcome back to Mount Lebanon. We're at the half, 21-19. Canna McMillan with the lead. This back and forth. The Big Mac scored the first points of the game. They scored the last points of the first half, and that has them up by two at the moment. 12-10 Seneca Valley advantage in the opening quarter. Then the Big Macs with an 11-7 advantage in the second. And that difference, those 4 points, all coming in the final minute. Big Macs getting buckets down the stretch to including Faye Saunders' 2 points to end that first half.
That was a beautiful, beautiful pass. I believe it was Lauren Barella made the penetrating move, and Saunders just stepped right in the lane on the opposite side, bounce pass layup, textbook offense that possession. But I'll tell you what, Bob, we're in a dogfight here. This is one of those games where whoever may have the ball last and have the final shot may be the team that wins the game. I mean, both teams are playing excellent defensively in the half court. Both teams are very efficient offensively. Not very many turnovers. We have a few, but not a lot.
Now we've had six ties, now 8 lead changes through the first 2 quarters. Winner of this game will play the Norwin Upper St. Clair winner. That game being played right now, or they're getting close. 7 o'clock tip-off at Keystone Oaks. Look ahead to tomorrow's action. Semifinals all in the books. It's a bunch of consolation. Third place, fifth place, seventh place games, including a game that we'll have on WJPA AM and online and on NFHS. We'll be at Bergenstown. The last 2A girls playoff spot will be decided, the seventh place game between host Bergenstown and the visitors, the 9 seed from Laurel. So that's a 7-9 matchup for seventh place and the final 2A girls playoff spot. We're at the half here at Mount Lebanon, where Canna McMillan leads Seneca Valley 21-19 in the 6A girls semifinals. We're back to the South Hills here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of the listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2026. Reese McFadden leads all scorers. She has 9 in the first half, a tray, a couple of deuces, and 2 for 2. At the free throw line, Natalie Hambly has 5, 3 for Michaela Canty, and 2 for Brooke DeFord. Raiders are 4 for 4 at the charity stripe. On the other side, Brooke Stanton leads Canna McMillan with 6. Madison Clare has 5, 4 for Sam Miller, 4 for Lauren Barella, and 2 for Faye Saunders. The Big Macs 3 for 6 at the charity stripe. Neither team back out on the floor. I'll tell you what, we have seen everything from last week we saw Washington and Southmoreland boys 10-minute halftime up on the clock, and before it clicked under 8 minutes, Wash High was back out of the locker room. They came back and almost won the game after trailing by 10 at the half. They almost won the thing. So whatever Travis Anderson said there was the right thing. We've seen teams come back out with the 2 seconds left on the clock and not take any warm-ups. Here we are at 3 minutes to play in the or 3 minutes left in the halftime, and the Big Macs put up their first shot of a second half shoot-around. So we're at the half. Teams will be ready to go when we come back from our final halftime break. It's Canna McMillan 21, Seneca Valley 19, here on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to 4 games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Get me each locker room quick, Coach.
Well, if I'm Seneca Valley, I continue to try to get the ball to the basket. I think they've been very successful at that. When they can get to the lane, good things happen for them. They're searching for that three. If I'm Cannon McMillan, here's what I'm saying. The last 5 points that Seneca Valley scored, one was on a really difficult layup by Reese McFadden, and the other one was a monster three-point shot. I'm saying continue to pressure and force them on the perimeter. Get them out there far, but block out and get the rebound. No more unforced turnovers.
Hambley's three-pointer, which preceded the lay-in by McFadden, that three-pointer was 24, 25 feet easy.
It was very long. I didn't think she was going to shoot it. Well, and the other thing, too, Bob, one more thing. Cam McMillan must make their foul shots. They are 3-for-6, 50%. And in a close game, low possession, low scoring game, you must make your free throws. Two really good teams, Bob. I really like both of them, and I think Seneca's a more than a qualified opponent, but I like Cannon McMillan too. These kids play hard, and their defense is outstanding.
Seneca Valley will have the ball to start the second half on the alternating possession. We have had three tie-ups all in that second quarter. Seneca Valley led 12-10 after one, and Canamac with an 11-7 advantage in the second, and the advantage came in the final 42 seconds when they scored the last 4 points of the half.
Well, two quarters to determine who goes to the Pete.
Leslie Whalen with the ball in hand, about to give it to Natalie Hambley. Get this second half underway. And the whistle blows, the music stops, and the ball inbounded. Hambley and Canty back and forth across the top of the key. Canty on the dribble, gets the screen from DeFord, picks up the dribble, and goes back to that left wing. Canty gets it back. Three ball, perfect line, just a little strong. And a rebound off the hands of Faye Saunders and out of bounds.
Yeah, and that's the one you got to have. When they miss that shot, you want to get that rebound. That ball bounced so funny that time, up high. Difficult one for her to bring in.
McFadden to key the inbound. And Hambley will take it at the volleyball 10-foot line. Big Max man-to-man defense. Saunders on Hambley, eventually to McFadden, covered by Brooke Stanton. Canty. It was Claire, and now the Max switch off. Hambley guarded by Miller. Miller does not want to leave the three-point line. Eventually it ends up in the hands of DeFord, and now to the near side. Hambley looks for a cutter. Nice job by McFadden to get out front to put the shot up and miss the bunny.
Boy, she did. That was a bunny. You're right. She missed it.
Nice job there to get clear and get out front. Just missed the shot.
Yeah, she got right around the defender.
Saunders around to Claire and now to Barella. Guarded by DeFord. And enough separation to stop any count. Saunders fakes the handoff, takes it down the lane, and now finds an open player, Madison Clare, on the feed from Saunders.
Well, that was a nice pass because she looked confused and spotted Clare cutting to the basket for the layup.
6-point run for the Big Macs. 4-point Cannon McMillan lead early third quarter. McFadden, left side, DeFord. Hambley goes through. Pass not available. Lob down low, and it's way over the top of McFadden. Taken away by the Big Macs. Up the near side. Long pass. Brooke Stanton catch and score. Timeout, Seneca Valley. 5:59 to play. Third quarter. Cannon McMillan 25. Seneca Valley 19. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Second timeout used by Dorothea Epps, the seventh-year head coach at Seneca Valley, senses this one getting in the way. The Raiders took a 19-17 lead, had that with about 90 seconds to play, and stayed that way for almost a minute. But it's been 8 straight points for the Big Mac since then, and she had seen enough.
Well, they talked about being able to run on this team, and that was a beautiful pass down the court for the layup that time by Stanton.
Oma sits, feeds the ball to the side of the lane, gets it back. Her long jump pass, Hambly, another long three, too strong this time. Rebound tracked down in the corner. Pass into traffic, Oma sits, get it to Hambly. Dribble, crossover, drive, shot partially blocked, and a foul called. This one's going to be on Sam Miller. Miller picks up her second foul, team's first foul of the second half. And that's going to send Hambly to the free throw line. She hit two in that opening quarter. 5 straight makes now at the free throw line for Seneca Valley. That breaks the drought.
When Hambly has the ball, Bob, you cannot leave her, and you must anticipate she's going to try to drive it.
Hambly hits both. 25-21, Big Macs plus 4, and now full court pressure. Barella has help, put the ball onto the far sideline, looked away for that help and lost the dribble.
Well, the first mistake was dribbling it right away. Cheetah just thrown the ball across the court. They'd have broken the press. You've got to be alert, and the pressure's coming.
Canamac 25, Seneca Valley 21. Raiders with the ball. It's McFadden, bring it near side, Omasitz. Now to McFadden. Directly between the circles, front side. That time McFadden got her feet tangled up with a teammate, Hambly, and went to the deck. McFadden on the dribble, looking for a screen. Defense switches over. Saunders to the help. Omasitz trying to back her way down, and that's cut off. Good job there by Barella. Hambly with the ball now, trying to set up a drive. There's nothing there.
Excellent defense here, Bob.
4:40 to play, third quarter, 25-21, Cannon McMillan. Been here almost a minute now on this possession. Canty trying to get around the defense of Sam Miller. Ball goes back around. Hambly shot from there twice, hit once, missed once. Bring it across to McFadden. Inside of the lane to Canty, put it on the deck. She tried to spin around the defender, but help was there. McFadden out on the wing. 4:10 to play, third quarter.
How about this defense? Unbelievable.
How about you got a 4-point lead, you want to run this offense?
Yeah, exactly.
Seneca Valley can't get an open look. Hambly stepped back, thought she was going to shoot it. Double team, McFadden takes the pass. Near side, Omasitz draws Barella out. Cutter goes through, that's DeFord. But too well guarded. Coming up on 2 minutes on this possession without a shot.
They have not even looked at the basket.
Canty, quick first step back, hits it, rolls it up and in.
Nice shot. Good step back by Canty that time.
That quick step. Big Macs get up the floor quickly. Lob goes down inside. Claire catch, missed the shot, rolls it across the iron. Rebound tipped by Stanton. Foul called on Claire.
Boy, they had a good look. Got to make those.
25-23, now a 4-point run for the Raiders. And a chance here to tie with a deuce and take the lead with a tray.
In these low possession, low scoring games, Bob, every single opportunity has to be capitalized on.
Ball in the perimeter. Hambly, Canty, and McFadden. Lob down low. DeFord looks for a cutter. Canty, wide open three for the lead. Off the rim, rebound caroms to the near corner where Lauren Barella has it. Numbers, 3-on-2. Barella looking across. Saunders, baseline jumper, won't go. Rebound fought for by Stanton. The ball goes to Claire. Lay it in.
Madison Clare, Johnny on the spot. Great finish by Clare.
27-23, Kenna McMillan leads Seneca Valley by four. 2.5 minutes to play in this third quarter. Winner goes to the Peak Saturday night against the Norwin Upper St. Clair winner. Loser battles for survival on Thursday. Hambly, quick first step, blow by Hershot, rejected out of bounds. Nice backside help by Brooke Stanton.
They do an excellent job with their weak side help. Brooke Stanton that time went right over, rotated to the basketball, and slapped it out of bounds.
Taylor Dixon in. Ella Omasitz checks out. 2:14 to play in the third. 4-point Cannon McMillan lead on Seneca Valley. Raiders have the basketball. Get it inbounds to Hambly out on the left wing. Hambly to the top of the key. Keep the dribble alive. Trying to drive and going to get a blocking foul called on the Big Macs. Sam Miller. That's her third.
Yeah, they're going to have to be careful with Sam Miller. You don't want her getting that fourth foul right now.
Bob goes up top to DeFord and eventually to McFadden. Canty trying to cut through. And a holding foul, I believe, on Lauren Barella. Second foul on Barella and four now on Canamac with 2:03 to play in the quarter.
And that could be very significant.
Ball goes across to Hambly eventually. It's to the elbow. Back out. Boy, tough screen set there by Hambly. Got elbows wide. McFadden, Canty near corner for three. In and out. Battle for the rebound. Tip to Canty. Scores the tie to make it 27-25. I apologize. Big Max launch a three. Nothing but net for Brooke Stanton.
How about that? Talk about courage. Boy, she just lined it up and fired it in.
30-25. Canamac margin is five. Approaching 1:20 to play third quarter. Hambly backs up near midcourt. Gets a screen from DeFord. Uses it one way, then the other. Now the ball to Canty. DeFord sets, Hambly sets a pick. Canty picks up her dribble. McFadden for three. Wide right, no good. Rebound goes to DeFord. Steps through, fumbled the ball, shot blocked. Tipped around, Staunton has it. Barella up the floor, dish it through traffic, and it's picked off. Taylor Dixon with the steal.
Bad turnover, Bob.
45 seconds to play in the quarter. All the way, length of the floor. McFadden throws it up with the left hand across the rim. Big Max rebound. Stutter step, step back. Two-pointer won't go. Rebound tipped around. Going to get up to the high post. Grabbed there by Dixon. Tied up on a possession arrow throw in. Madison Clare with the tie-up, and Canamac gets the ball.
Well, they've got 30 seconds. I thought the last shot was a little quick by Brooke Stanton, but she just, it was the heat check shot, I thought.
30 seconds to play in the quarter. 30-25, Canamac with the lead and the ball.
I would hold for one, Bob. And that's appears, it appears they're doing that.
Barella keeps backing up against the DeFord defense. Barella got separation. And give the ball off to Miller. Back out to Barella.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
Staunton gets the ball to the free throw circle and a tie-up. And actually, for the Big Macs, that's not a bad thing. 1.5 seconds to play. They weren't going to get a shot. Stanton got tied up. And 1.5 seconds to play here in the third, and Seneca Valley will get the ball.
You just don't want to have a careless foul on a shot motion.
Hambly throws it about a third of the floor. At the quarter, comes to an end. After three, Cannon McMillan 30, Seneca Valley 25. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views.
Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Big Mac's got a possession arrow throw in with 30 seconds to play. They gave up one with 1.5 seconds. Now they're going to get the ball to start the fourth and look to add to their 5-point lead.
Well, I think this is a huge possession for the Big Macs as well as for Seneca Valley. But if the Big Macs can score on this possession, that really puts them in the driver's seat, although we've got a lot of time left, 8 minutes to this quarter. And here we go.
This 5-point lead I have as the biggest of the game for the Big Macs. And check that, 25-19 with six. Big Macs put a shot up. Rebound grabbed by Saunders, and we have a held ball. Possession arrow throw in. And Canamac wants to talk about it. John Fontana wants a full timeout 12 seconds into the fourth. We'll talk about that when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Let me just guess here from a layman.
Yes.
Big Macs had the end of the quarter. They get the ball to start. They take a shot, get tied up, and 12 seconds in, John Fontana uses the timeout. The Big Macs did not do what they talked about doing. Would that be right?
Absolutely. I don't think he wanted that long three. I get it. She was wide open, but they've had success getting the ball inside. Go back to what your bread and butter.
30-25, Cannon McMillan plus five, Hambley on the dribble. Give it to Dixon and out of Canty. Canty's had opportunities to get to the rim. Pump fake by McFadden, cut off at the side of the lane. Ball around the perimeter for the Raiders. Hambley's entry pass gets through. DeFord cut off one way, then wraps around. A little hook and hold. Shot by McFadden is blocked. Ball goes to the baseline. Hambley steps back to an 18-footer, pulls it up short, and a rebound kicked out of bounds by Dixon.
Pretty good defense there, Bob. I thought a great recovery on Hambley on the last, on the offensive rebound, because she was wide open.
45 seconds gone in the fourth, 30-25. Cannon McMillan with the lead. Six ties, eight lead changes. None of those since the end of the first half. To the hoop, Saunders layup won't go. Canty rebound, tie up Saunders. Seneca Valley, yeah, check that. Cannon Mac basketball.
Well, I thought Saunders had a wide open look.
6:58 to play, fourth quarter. It is Cannon Mac ball, almost fumbled. Big Mac's taking a long time getting set. And Felicia Young said, hey, here, this game's supposed to move. Give and go, dump underneath. Shot won't go for Madison Clare, but she'll go to the foul line to shoot a pair. 6:51 to play in the fourth, 30-25. Cannon McMillan back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Madison Clare at the line hits both. The foul called on Brooke DeFord. Her first. Kennemac 32. Seneca Valley 25. The margin is 7. Dribble drive. Shot won't go by Hambly. Foul going to be called on Brooke Stanton.
Boy, I don't know. She got a lot of that ball. Can we see that again? I don't know. Well, they called it on her.
Free throws coming for Hambly. Seneca Valley has hit all 6, now 7 of their foul shots, including Hambly 5 for 5.
Yeah, nothing but net, too. Look at the release on her shot, Bob. Excellent form.
Second shot also good.
And she's very confident from the line. 8 for 8.
Seneca Valley's all-time girls scoring leader.
They got to get it across.
Max.
Oh, boy.
Do and then throw it away. Saunders pass too far out in front of Sam Miller.
Yeah, and you didn't have to rush that. They had a player in the middle. Throw it there, look opposite, get it across, and run your offense. No panic.
6:15 to play, fourth quarter, 32-27. Winner goes to the WPIO championship game Saturday late afternoon at the Peterson Event Center. Hambly has the ball in the near corner, covered by Miller. Gives it off on a drive that goes to the low block. Pass across, stolen by Barella. Big Macs have numbers. 3-on-1. Shot put up by Claire. Beautiful feed across by Barella, and a foul called. Free throws coming. 5:52 to play, fourth quarter. Big Macs plus 5 on the WJPA Sports Network.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Claire hits both foul shots again. The Big Macs now all of a sudden have hit 7 in a row.
Well,
at the stripe.
And they're up to 70%, 7 out of 10.
34-27, 7-point lead. Dixon on the handoff. McFadden takes it in, tries to spinorama, kick it out. Canty for 3, too strong. Rebound tipped up the lane. Saunders has it. Has Stanton behind everybody. Comes to the left side and scores.
Big play. Looking down the floor, unselfish basketball.
36-27, Big Macs plus 9. Timeout. Seneca Valley, a full timeout. We'll take it as well. 5:21 to play in the fourth. Back in the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet, and you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Full timeout for Seneca Valley. They have 2 left. Cannon McMillan out to a 9-point lead. Seneca got to within 27-25, but the Big Macs on a 9-2 run since then. No field goals for the Raiders.
Well, I'll tell you what, but don't put them to the foul line, whatever you do. Continue to play that strong defense and really key on Hambly and McFadden.
8 field goals in the game for Seneca Valley.
That's what they do, Bob. That's how they play defense. Nothing easy.
Ball in the corner. DeFord dribbles out of there, takes it to the free throw line, and picks it up.
No,
jump back out to Canty.
Don't want to do that.
Hambly out on the wing, trying to blow by Sam Miller, playing Garden with four fouls, and now Barella knocks down Dixon. First foul of the fourth quarter. That's three fouls on Lauren Barella.
So the two guards for the Big Macs each have three fouls apiece. Brooke Stanton has two.
And I believe I said that Miller has four. Oh, she does not.
What a nice shot by Hambly.
Hambly now with 11. First field goal in quite a while for Seneca Valley. 36-29, and the Big Macs just careless fumble the pass out of bounds.
They sure did. That's one of those unforced ones, Bob.
5 minutes between field goals for the Raiders.
Got to keep Hambly out of the lane. She's very good with the ball. She knows how to set herself up and get shots.
36-29, Cannon McMillan leads Seneca Valley. 4:25 to play in regulation. Canty and Hambly back and forth. Pass to the near corner. Canty catch, drive, cut off by Saunders. Back out to Hambly on the near side now. DeFord takes it. Hambly uses the screen, trying to blow past Claire to the hoop, score it.
What a move. Split the defenders and did a little scoop.
36-31. Canamax 9-point lead trimmed to 5. All around the perimeter, eventually to Barella. Defense extended, rapid inside. Stanton, Saunders, tic-tac-toe.
Oh, boy, that was beautiful. What a pass by Stanton.
7-point lead. Hambly for three. And
well,
it
she
almost,
made it.
It almost lodged in the back. Hits the three. Another 25-footer. 38-34. Inside pass intended for Claire. Too soft from Miller. Taken away by the Raiders. 3:20 to play in the fourth. 38-34. Hambly. Sideline three. Too strong this time. McFadden rebounds, though. She was clear out at the sideline, at the beyond the foul line.
That's by the volleyball line. Who shoots from there? Steph Curry.
3 minutes to play in regulation. 4-point Cannon McMillan lead. Dribble drive. Hambly to the hoop. Score it. Timeout Cannon Mac. 2:52 to play. Fourth quarter. 38-36. Cannon Mac leads back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
2:52 to play in regulation. Cannon McMillan with the ball and a 2-point lead. Now it's the Raiders on the run. A 9-2 run for Seneca Valley.
And here comes the half-court trap. So Cannon McMillan has to be alert and make crisp, sharp passes and be available for the pass.
So these two teams have traded 9-2 runs. Saunders, long time in the backcourt, gets it across just ahead of the 10-second call. And another timeout for the Big Macs as Lauren Barella got trapped here at the scorer's table.
Yeah, you've got to get the ball off the sideline, Bob. Keep it in the middle of the floor.
2:38 to play. We'll keep it here. 30-second timeout for John Fontana. Each team now with two timeouts remaining.
How about Natalie Hambly? How impressive she has been. Knocking down that long three, but the two drives, they've kept her out of the paint most of the night. But the last two drives, she had her way. She split the defenders They cannot allow her to do that. I'd throw an extra defender at her.
11 points this quarter for Natalie Hambly.
She's taken over the game. She single-handedly brought her team back. They were down 9 points, Bob.
Again, each team with two timeouts remaining. Inbound play, Brooks Stanton to key it here at the hash mark. And Barella will come out and take it. Hambly on her. Ball goes to Claire, looks down low to Miller, and now to Barella trying to dribble through, and a foul going to be called. Dixon, I believe. No, it's going to be Hambly. Picks up the foul, her first. Three fouls on Seneca Valley. Now a baseline throw in for the Big Macs.
Big backs need a basket. They got to stop the run.
Inbound. Barella give to Claire. Claire trying to fight her way to the hoop. Muscles her way out of a tie-up. Canty going to get called for a foul. Actually, charge it to DeFord, her second. Team's fourth. And Big Macs, another baseline throw-in. Lob goes up top and eventually around. Cutter into the paint. Saunders back out. Three ball by Stanton is partially blocked. Saunders with the catch of the miss and the put back. 40-36, Cannon McMillan.
A little breathing room. Not much, but a little bit.
2:15 to play in regulation. 4-point Cannon McMillan lead. Big Macs took the lead with 1 second to play in the first half. They've not been square or trailed since. Hambly on the dribble, working against Miller. Gets a high screen from McFadden, then one back the other way. Give it off to Dixon. Feed it back to Hambly. Long three ball, hits it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
21 points for Hambly. It's a 1-point game. 40-39. Saunders to Stanton. And now Claire fights through it. Just gets that ball through to Miller. Free throw line jumper for Stanton. Won't go. Rebound and a held ball. Going to get a possession arrow throw in. Ball goes over to Seneca Valley. 1:28 to play. 40-39, Cannon McMillan plus one.
I cannot get over the range that she has, Bob. Natalie Hambly shoots from outer limits.
Hambly dribbling on the Mount Lebanon logo in the middle of the floor.
You got to cheat on her. You cannot allow her to even shoot the ball now.
Right off to Canty. Hambly wants it back, and the ball thrown away, but saved by Hambly, and the Big Macs thought it was just going out of bounds.
Jeez. Under a minute.
A bucket wins it for Seneca Valley if there's no time left. Hambly on the dribble, cut off, spun around by Miller. Hand off to Ford.
Steal.
To the baseline intended for Dixon is picked off by Claire.
Now be smart with the basketball, Big Macs. Watch it.
Barella, and a foul called on Reese McFadden. No, it's going to be Dixon.
And she'll shoot two, Bob. They're in the bonus. You got to make these foul shots. A lot of pressure, though, Bob. This is a wow. What a game.
Fifth foul at the free throw line. It's Barella who's missed three of her four foul shots tonight. First one rattles home. Lauren Barella with 5 points. Cannon Mac plus two at 41-39.
Well, this is the big one.
Cannon Mac has hit eight in a row after missing its first three. Second shot doesn't go. And again, a held ball. Girls basketball held ball whistle.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one, Bob.
Cannon McMillan ball at the baseline. And that ball, that whistle is just so quick.
Now, John has two timeouts remaining. If they can't get this in, he's got to call timeout right away.
Inbound feed of Big Macs get it around the corner, and Madison Clare is fouled by McFadden.
And that's who you do not want to foul, is Madison Clare, because she is statistically their best free throw shooter. Big moment for Madison Clare, the senior from the Big Macs.
Leslie Whalen has come to the table. We're still waiting. I mean, how about this freeze here? Madison Clare to go to the foul line, but the calling official, Leslie Whalen, is at the scores table, and this will be two shots.
Well, it's in the bonus. They've been in the bonus. I don't understand.
There was some other question about who the foul was on, okay. And it is Reese McFadden.
Okay.
And now Madison Clare back at the line to shoot two. Canamac plus two. Clare has hit six straight. Make it seven. Three-point lead.
They're up to 9 for 12, Bob. Much, much better. Early on, they missed free throws. They were 1 for 4. Haven't missed since.
Yeah, they did. The second shot just a moment ago. Second shot by Clare, also good. Clare hits both. 43-39. 30 seconds to play. Cross the timeline. Timeout, Seneca Valley. 43-39. Cannon McMillan plus four. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information, or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458729.
Seneca Valley has one timeout remaining. Cannon McMillan has two, but the Big Macs have a four-point lead with 30 seconds to play. Canty gets it into McFadden, right back to Canty. Now Dixon and McFadden. McFadden trying to get to the lane. Falls down with the ball, and I think the Big Macs are going to get called for a foul.
Oh, that's a bad call.
Just their third, a blocking foul call.
That's a bad call, Bob.
Lauren Barella picks up her fourth.
Woo!
Baseline throw in, 23.8 seconds to play. McFadden around to Dixon. She'll drive, pulls up, shot well short. Realized she couldn't go in tall. And now Barella with the ball, and she's fouled by McFadden.
Boy, if I'm Madison Clare, I'd have held that basketball the way I'm shooting free throws.
Fourth foul of the game on Reese McFadden. Lauren Barella back to the foul line. Two of six at the stripe in tonight's game, including one for two a moment ago.
Now she's due to make two out of two here, Bob.
First one good. Barella builds the lead to five. Big Macs trying to withstand the challenge.
Oh, it's been a game.
Natalie Hambly.
Oh, she's terrific.
Second shot, also good. Barella with seven. The Big Macs plus six with 15 seconds left. Hambly on the dribble. Give it off. Kick it back out. McFadden steps back to a three. She hits it. And a timeout, Seneca Valley, with 2.5 seconds to play. 45-42. Cannon McMillan with the lead, back on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and WNJ, moving forward together.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Cannon Mac ball, 3.1 seconds to play. They get the inbound, and Hambly guilty of a pushing foul against Barella. That will stop the clock. Second foul on Barella, second foul on Hambly, and Barella will go and shoot two at the other end. Her ninth and tenth foul shots of the night. 4 of 8 to this point.
No pressure, but make one and you're in.
First shot, good.
Got it. They're going to the peak, Bob. Unbelievable. What a game.
Barella's second free throw also good. Barella has 9. Canamack with the lead, and the ball fumbled in the midcourt, and the Raiders won't get a shot. Cannon McMillan gets a win. Big Max 47, Seneca Valley 42. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to Mount Lebanon, where Cannon McMillan has beaten Seneca Valley 47-42. And the Big Macs will head to the Peterson Event Center Saturday at 5 o'clock against the Norwin Upper St. Clair winner. Tom?
Oh, man, I'm catching my breath. I just cannot get over the tough three-point shots that Seneca Valley hit to keep this game close. They were not good percentage shots, and they kept making them, Bob. They really showed a lot of heart, but I'm going to tell you what. Cannon McMillan came up with big baskets when they needed them, and their free throw shooting down the stretch is what won them this basketball game. And, wow, it's just a remarkable game. And for the Big Macs, going to the Pete. Got to be a great feeling.
All right, I'm going to turn you loose. You go check starters for us for game two. I'll do the recap here. Thank you, Tom Drakely. Cannon McMillan and Seneca Valley, the 1-5 matchup here in the semifinals. Back and forth in the opening quarter. Couple of ties, 3 lead changes in that opening period. Seneca Valley led 12-10 after 1. Big Max with an 11-7 advantage in that second period, including the final 4 points of the quarter to take a 21-19 lead at intermission. A couple of more ties, 4 ties and 5 more lead changes, so 8 lead changes through the first 2 quarters. But the lead never changed again. We were never tied again, but the action tight at times. Cannon Mac built a 25-19 lead, forcing Dorothea Epps to use a timeout. The Big Mac scored 8 points in a row at that point. Seneca Valley responded to get within 27-22. Cannon Mac went on a 9-2 run into the fourth quarter to lead 36-27. But Seneca Valley answered with a 9-2 run to pull to within 38-36. And then down the stretch we go. The Big Macs get a deuce. Another long Natalie Hambly three. And that pulled us to 40-39, as close as Seneca Valley would get. Canamac hits 11 of their 12 fourth quarter foul shots. And one more heave and hope, and Reese McFadden hit a three-pointer to make it 45-42. And the Big Macs get two more free throws off the hands of Lauren Barella to close the deal. Canamac outscored by Seneca Valley 12-10 in the first, but the Big Macs had the 11-7 advantage in the second, 9-6 in the third, and 17-all in the fourth for the 47-42 win. 15 points in the game for Madison Clare, 13 more for Brooke Stanton for the Big Macs, who hit 14 of 18 at the foul line, and they hit 14 of their last 15 foul shots in the game. On the other side, what a night for senior Natalie Hambly, 21 points, including three way long-distance three balls. 21 points on the night. Reese McFadden finished the game with a dozen. Only two other players scored for Seneca Valley. The Raiders were 8-for-8 at the foul line. Canada McMillan picks up its 20th win of the year, now 20-4. Seneca Valley will drop into the third-place game on Thursday against the Norwin Upper St. Clair loser. Only the winner of that game qualifies for states. Seneca Valley will go into that contest at 14-7. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
When the Big Macs needed clutch, they got clutch. How about this? 8-for-8 at the foul line. Not taken away from the 7 points scored from the floor, but 6-for-6 with the game on the line at the foul line. Big Macs 5'10 senior Madison Clare is our player of the game. She had team honors, 15 points to lead the Big Macs with 15. But again, 6-for-6 in that fourth quarter when the Macs hit 11 of 12. At the free throw line tonight. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS has been brought to you in part by the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington, moving forward together. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate, find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. More playoff basketball coming your way on WJPA.com. 5A boys semifinals as Thomas Jefferson takes on Hampton. And even more tomorrow on the WJPA Sports Network, the 2A girls' seventh place game as Burgettstown hosts Laurel for the final District 7 playoff spot. Pre-game airs at 6:45 on WJPA AM and online, and video on NFHS. Thanks to head coaches Dorothea Epps and John Fantana, to athletic director John Grogan and his entire crew here at Mount Lebanon. From my partner Tom Drakely, floor director Eric Bennett, Cam Pritz, and Grady Peterson on camera, and Dave Anthony now producing in our Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thank you so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. In the WPIL 6A Girls Semifinals here in Mount Lebanon, your final score, Canada McMillan 47, Seneca Valley 42. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.